Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So a pretty big story breaking this morning. Chauncey Billups, NBA Hall of Famer, head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, along with Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, arrested this morning as a part of a pair of investigations related to illegal gambling. Rozier was arrested at a hotel in Orlando, Florida. The Heat lost their season opener last night to Orlando. He did not play due to a coach's decision. Meantime, Chauncey Billups arrested in Oregon after, by the way, he coached last night, the Trailblazers opener. They lost to Minnesota 118-114. Anthony Edwards, by the way, 41 in the opener. Billups was arrested as part of a separate but related illegal gambling case linked to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, according to ABC News. By the way, also, remember Damon Jones, the corner three shooter on some of the LeBron teams in Cleveland? He's a Cavs, former Cavs assistant coach as well. He was arrested on charges that he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to place sports bets, also according to ABC News. FBI cracking down on illegal stuff. And all of it, by the way, is sponsored by BetMGM. The NBA will be running those spots during their games, or whatever spots they use, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever it is. I heard this story this morning coming in, and then I'm reading through it, and there's a lot of questions that I have. I know that the FBI is holding a news conference currently to explain those, but we have asked our legal correspondent and contributor to this program, Neil in Rockville, to jump on with us, because you texted me. You were the one that let me know this was going on this morning. So what do we have here? Because my first reaction was, well, you don't get arrested unless you're betting on your own team or point shaving. You know, you get booted from the league for betting because you're not allowed to, but you don't get arrested. Now we find out this is tied to an illegal poker operation, which was mafia influenced. What do you know, and what do you think this is all about?
Well, interestingly, and I'm still picking through the pieces, I think the Damon Jones matter, I think he was like just cleared of some of an internal NBA investigation. There were some internal NBA investigations, I think, tied to some of this stuff just recently, and I'm still trying to pull some information about that. So there really are two sort of separate matters. It's the Damon Jones and Rossier directly having to do with NBA games, and then the Billups is the poker. But I think they're all tied to what I've been watching the press conference. I mean, they're identifying Los Costa Nostra as the part of the mafia, the old fashioned mafia.
Really?
who's tied to this, particularly with the Billups and the Rozier. And it sounds like the direct NBA stuff had to do with prop bets and, you know, background information about players. And then there were also seemingly some threats against other players because of debts, some other gambling debts. So, you know, that's all, those are all direct NBA related, possibly shavings, information, insider stuff. And then there's the Billups, which is an illegal, related to an illegal poker situation, which also is seemingly was run by the mafia. And
but you're saying old style Italian mafia,
the La Cosa Nostra. I mean, that's we're talking. You know, in some ways, if you go back to
Henry Hill, Boston College,
exactly. I mean, that's that type of stuff. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, nowadays it's, you know, a lot of some of the other types of mafia, Russian mafia, Ukraine, you know, all these different types of mafia. But this is seemingly Italian mafia, as what's coming out of the words of the FBI press conference right now. And the Billups one, you know, and Tommy, who, you know, has so much interrelated investigative reporting with the mafia, including taking the list of mafia people.
Lavero did that. He took a seating chart from a secret mafia get together in the hills of Pennsylvania many years ago. He went in and stole the seating chart so he could write about the people who were at that meeting. It's a true story.
But the interesting thing is, you know, for the Billups one, particularly with, you know, legal poker, that creates, you know, huge problems, because as we all know, one of the whole issues with, you know, illegal versus legal gambling is, sure, Billups might not have been providing any information, or he might not have been betting on games or taking any direct action. But when you're dealing with illegal poker games run by the mob, if you start getting down, you know, you got to figure out some way to pay off your debts. And, you know, if you don't have the money, the one
it's a Molly's game situation.
Yeah, I mean, you're potentially giving information about, or even not just information. You know, maybe you're holding back some people. You know, in certain games, or you're holding the points down, or something like that, where, you know, you're paying off your debts. Because I don't understand why someone would participate in an illegal poker ring run by the mafia, specifically because now today we have public, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't the reason be what we saw before we had legal, you know, online poker? And obviously we have legal poker in Vegas and in other places and in lots of other casinos where gambling's legal now. But, you know, it's the super high stakes games with some of the super high rollers. Those are always illegal, especially if you take a rake, right?
Sure. Oh, certainly. And if they're, and, you know, and depending, now we find out who's running some of those. And, you know, if you get down on those, it's like, you know, you gotta pay the VIG somehow, and you gotta pay your, you know, if you're down, you gotta give them information if you don't have the money. And that's definitely what leads to the problems in this investigation. And the other one, the other one is like direct information about prop bets. It's about all the, you know,
it's like the, it's and Michael Porter Jr.'s brother just got booted from the league for some of that. Prop bets are the easiest to, you know, to tank on, you know, and the easiest to, you know, essentially tell, you know, whatever syndicate you have, or maybe it's just a group of friends, hey, I'm going low tonight, you know, I'm going low on the personal, you know, point total.
And one of the things is, you know, it's funny because you've been talking about gambling forever and ever, and it's, you know, and a lot of times it's the legal gambling that can sometimes hear about, you know, the illegal gambling, which can sometimes, they'll call the attention to the FBI.
Of course.
Because they can see the, you know, or, you know, there's also, you know, gambling situations, you know, out of the country, and, you know, they can, you know, they'll let them know, because it messes up the legal gambling more than it, you know, helps, you know, the illegal gambling. So they're more than happy to jump on that stuff and provide information to the authorities.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You know, Tommy and I recorded something together early this morning, and I said to him, remember when this all started to percolate, legal sports betting, and all of the leagues thought that the big home run was going to be from an integrity fee that the legal sports books would pay, the NBA, the NFL, you know, Major League Baseball, the NHL, and I said, no, you got that wrong. It's the opposite. The sports books are the ones that will be able to keep the integrity of the game. They're the ones, even before sports betting became legal, were the ones that would identify suspicious betting on games and would inform the leagues. The leagues don't have that information. They Right. can't keep the integrity of the game with legal betting. It's the sports books that need to do that and have the means of monitoring that. And by the way, they're in... You know, they have a mutual interest. The sports books don't want to be taken to the cleaners by some sort of an illegal operation, which is why they've always been able to identify suspicious, betting, behaviors and inform leagues on that. We've seen that. Oh, how do you think the BC thing came crashing down, or the Tulane thing came crashing down, or the Arizona State thing came crashing down? It was because, at that time, legal sports books in Vegas let... the Pac-12 know, or let the Big East know at the time, or whatever it was.
Sure.
So back to, just back to Chauncey Billups. So if this is, remember Gilbert Arenas got arrested and then released, and he kind of, was excited saying, I told you I didn't have anything to do with it, but they were using a house that Arenas owned, I guess. Is this any way tied to that, do you think?
No, I don't think it's that kind of stuff. That sounded like it was sort of more, secondary. That was never mine.
Somebody was using a house
like
that Gilbert Arenas owned for illegal poker games.
Yeah, they run some illegal poker games, but that's like when, people were running house games. It's still illegal to run house games.
What do you think Billups
like
did?
I think he might have just been playing in illegal poker games. I mean, and he might have been running up some large amounts. I mean, look at the Shohei Ohtani situation with his manager and trainer. When people start getting into, debt with that type of people, you gotta pay off your debts. And, if Billups could say, if Billups could move one or two points or, keep some people out and some stuff like that, he can provide a lot of information and pay off a lot of debts with that stuff. It's, and it's also, they did do the arrests and, sometimes they do arrests. Sometimes they do let people know that they're, there's a warrant out for their arrest and, you can come and turn yourself in and stuff like that. But, they decided that they wanted to go out there and make, old fashioned arrests, bring them in, hold them, and they'll present him for, arraignments and, consider Bond and all that kind of stuff. I presume Billups is out, you know, forever. I mean, that's something that's going to just, you know, he's not. Yeah. We're not going to see him again. And then the other guy.
Certainly not going to see him until this gets resolved. By the way, here's right. the details of the Gilbert Arenas arrest back in late July this past summer. Gilbert Arenas arrested in connection with a federal indictment that alleges that the former NBA star hosted illegal high-stakes poker games at his mansion in Encino, California. You know, he was officially charged with one count of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, one count of operating an illegal gambling business, and one count of making false statements to federal investigators. He was eventually released, and, you know, the charges were dropped. And it would be interesting if Gilbert Arenas, in exchange for having the charges dropped, started dropping some names.
That's a lot of times, particularly if you're running the house, you know,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a lot of times the people at the top know all the people below, and, you know, that's the way it could have played out.
Yeah. Well, this is a developing situation, and I know I took you out of watching the FBI press conference. Is Cash Patel actually running the press conference?
Well, Cash is not. No, he's not the one at the podium. The guy at the podium is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella. However,
yeah.
Cash is right there at his right with his little FBI badge. And yeah, he's there.
Not I'm great sure news speak. For the NBA here on night two of the NBA. The other thing is that
Coached last night. Yeah.
He coached last night in their opener against Minnesota. And
did
then woke
win?
Up this morning in cuffs.
Did they win?
No, they lost. 118-114. I wonder if he knew.
Makes it interesting, isn't it?
It's, you know, we talk a lot about gambling on this show. I have for years now. And, you know, when the whole discussion about legalization started and, you know, you knew that there was going to be so much of this to come, but the integrity of the games, and I know that the Billups thing has nothing to do with games, it would appear, but the integrity of the games is the most important thing for these leagues. You know, taking the advertising money from legal sports books is secondary to ensuring that these games have integrity. Without that, you've got professional wrestling, and it would never matter as much as it does now.
But the Billups thing could be exactly about the integrity of the game, because if he was having to, you know,
sure.
pay off debts.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. People say, people say all the time, well, who cares if they end up betting on other sports or on other teams? Well, when you get into it and you get deep into it and you owe somebody a lot of money, the easiest way out of that debt, if you're a coach or a player, is to say, hey, tomorrow night, you know, we're getting three, we're gonna get smoked.
Hey, Pete Rose never bet on his team to lose.
Yeah,
but
of course,
you know,
look, I got offered to drive a car to St. Louis to get out of a debt way back in the day, in college. I've told you that story. I've told everybody that story. My buddy and I got into it with, you know, the book. This was, by the way, a Philadelphia bookmaker. We were down,
money. Not our local high school bookmaker in Rockville.
No, it was not, you know, handing out, you know, parlay sheets to your friends. This was, you know, real money when we were in college. And the book said, look, if you guys want to clean the slate, just drive this car and drop this car off in St. Louis. And my buddy wanted to do it, and I said, are you out of your mind? We're in. If we drive, what do you think's in the trunk of that car? We came up with the money. That was maturity stepping in to keep us from getting indoctrinated into what would have been a terrible life, more likely than not, and maybe a short one. All right, thanks for doing this.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right. Up next, Denton will join us. We'll talk college football, and we'll get Denton's best bets for the weekend. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team 980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.